Hello, Freedom Engineers. This is your host of the Freedom Engineer Podcast, Dave Belshaw. Hey, I hope you're well wherever you are listening from around the world. Hope you're having a great day. Oh, it's been a while. I think it's about a month since my last episode. I think I was talking last time about finding answers in the heart and having faith and resolving the battle, the constant battle between the conflicting thoughts about what's in your head versus what's in your heart. And I think for me, and I was talking to you all out there last time, was that I had been going down one particular path in my setting up my consulting business and realizing that it wasn't quite the way that I wanted to go. And so I've been really quite busy just refocusing, shifting focus to another area. And that has taken me deep, deep undercover. And I have been just putting the podcast on the back burner. But I also, over the last month, have been doing some reflection and review of my goals and revising my goals and my plans. And so I wanted to talk about that today on the podcast. And in fact, I wanted to do let's call it a goals series on the podcast, on the Freedom Engineer Podcast. And I wanted to talk to you about some goal setting strategies. And, you know, for those of you who may not have done any goal setting before, we're going to dive into the different areas that you can focus on, the types of things that you might think about and write about and set down as goals in your life, some strategies to give you a greater chance of achieving those goals. And so I'll go into that in a bit more detail a little bit later in the podcast and over the next couple of months. If I do one podcast a week, that is my goal, at least one podcast a week. But before we go any further, I just wanted to say a big thank you. I'm incredibly grateful always to all of you out there listening to the podcast, still being downloaded around the world, many, many countries. From Australia, my beautiful home country, the podcast coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. We are coming into some beautiful spring weather and I've been enjoying the sunshine. But wherever you are, whatever the weather is, I hope that you are enjoying whatever you're doing. And I truly am grateful and thank you all for tuning in to listen. If you're a regular listener, then massive shout out to you as always. If you're new to the podcast, thanks for joining us. We are on a freedom engineering journey together. The Freedom Engineer Podcast is about applying or providing some practical insights in how you can apply some fundamental principles and processes, some success strategies to your life in different areas, whether that be a job or career business, whether it be in health and wellness, whether that be in personal growth, making a difference. These are areas, in fact, that I'm going to talk about a bit later of goal areas, but whatever brings you to the podcast, I hope you get some value here. Please reach out and say hi. I always love to get some feedback from my listeners. You can send me an email, dave@thefreedomengineer.com. Please keep your messages coming. I much appreciate them. And thank you once again for tuning in. So like I said, I have been doing some review and some revision of my goals. And I certainly didn't start seriously setting goals until probably about or thinking about it till about probably 2 or 3 years ago. For those of you who are regular listeners, I may have mentioned previously on the podcast that I was going through a pretty significantly tough time in my life about 3 or 4 years ago now, I think, when I was I'd finished working, I'd been running my own consulting business, and I was looking to get back into a full-time job to provide some financial security with the impending birth of my first child, my beautiful Lola. And I found it really hard to get back into the marketplace. And I mean, that's a whole nother podcast series about the mistakes that I made in trying to position myself to get back into work. But needless to say, I was searching for some guidance, searching for some advice on how I could improve my life and start achieving the levels of success and I guess achieving the vision that I had for my life, and you know, really being able to look and say that I had been, you know, doing everything that I could possibly do and getting every last inch out of all of my talents. And I felt like I'd been stumbling along in many ways, or really just kind of floating along without much direction other than just working for the man. And as you know, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, that is a significant passion of mine, is to help people who feel stuck working for the man to get out of that trap and start to think about what sort of a vision they have for their life and how they can actually do something they're more passionate about and really live a life of purpose and passion rather than just going with the flow. So anyway, a significant time in my life where I was looking to get unstuck, and I started to really reach out or seek out tools and resources to help me in applying success principles in my life. And I came across a book by Jack Canfield. And for those of you who, some of you may know, Jack is a personal development and business coach and speaker. He's the author of a series of books, the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. I haven't actually read those, but they're very popular books, and Jack's written quite a few books, and he undertakes training and speaking around the world about this same kind of things that we're talking about here on the podcast, about achieving the best and really believing that you can do what you really want to do in your life. And so I found a book by Jack Canfield called The Success Principles, among others, and I really started to dive deep into the principles that Jack had set down in his book, and I've really been trying to apply them ever since. And I actually went back and started to reread this book, The Success Principles, over the last month when I was looking at resetting my vision and revising my goals, having gained much more knowledge and wisdom about the method and the process and the areas of my life that I was looking to, that I'm looking to achieve success in. And so what I wanted to do was to share with you out there, all of you freedom engineers, I wanted to share with you some of these goal areas that are set out, and you can find these freely available if you just search Jack Canfield. You'll find these goal areas. I'll put them in the show notes. But there's seven goal areas that I like to use, which have come from Jack Canfield's success principles. And I'd like to have eight, because it seems almost like a better round number. So over the course of this goal series, I'll have a think about what I can put into this list as my own eighth category. But the seven categories that I wanted to touch on today, and we're going to dive deeper into the first one. The seven categories are financial. So this relates to setting goals around, you know, the obvious things like money, how much money you want to earn or save, whether you have a mortgage that you're paying off, whether you've got some investments, these types of things. The second goal area is around career or job or a business. So what do you want to do? You know, do you want to get a promotion? Do you want to start a new business? Do you want to get a new job, change career, something that you're more interested and excited and passionate about? So putting down some goals around this area. Then there's free time and family time, or this is around recreation, travel, maybe hobbies. What do you do? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go when you have your free time and your time that you're spending with your family and your friends? Then there's health appearance goals. I think Jack calls it health and appearance goals. I like to call it health and wellness and fitness goals even. As you would know, if you're a regular listener, I'm quite committed to a discipline of healthy living. I've always been interested in health and exercise and outdoor activities. So I like to look at this area as it's really this holistic idea about health and wellness. So, you know, how do you want to feel? How do you want to look? How do you want to, what does your activity levels look like? You know, are you going to the gym every day? Are you doing yoga? Are you looking to dress more professionally? Are you looking to, you know, change your appearance, or lose weight, or put on muscle if, you know, you're going to the gym? Whatever it is around that area of your life. The fifth area, and this is in no particular order of preference, although typically you'll find that financial is an area that comes very high at the top of the list on people's goal setting list. But the fifth area that I have here is relationships. And this is around your family, your loved ones, your friends. How do you act in those relationships, or what are you looking to, what goals are you looking to set in your relationships? Do you want to spend more time with your friends? Do you want to spend more time, more dedicated, present time with your loved one, your husband, wife, partner, children, a brother, sister, whatever it is, relationships. The sixth one is personal growth. And this is around, how are you improving yourself? What goals do you have around improvement, self-improvement, about learning, studying? Maybe you want to learn a language. Maybe you want to read more. Maybe you want to do a short course. Maybe you want to go back to university, whatever it is. And then the seventh one is about making a difference. So this is around contribution to community. Do you have goals that you want to commit some time or financial resources to a charity? Do you want to volunteer in your local community? Do you want to go on an overseas volunteering trip? Whatever it is. So that's it. So financial, career, job, business, free time, family time, health and wellness goals, relationships, personal growth, and making a difference. Now, it's important to have goals and a vision. And I say it's important because, you know, I know from personal experience that although I had an overall vision for my, probably my day-to-day life, I just was trying to enjoy life as best that I could and just, you know, be the best person that I could be in whatever endeavor I was applying my trade in, I really didn't have a clear vision and clearly set goals until the last few years, where I really started to look at this in more detail and in depth. And I say it's important because I think it's the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland says, if you don't know where you're going, or he asks Alice, where are you going? And she says she's not sure, to which he responds, well, if you don't know where you're going, then it really doesn't matter which way you go. And that is so true. If you don't know where you're going, then it both doesn't matter which way you go, and also it's really going to be hard to choose the right path because you'll have no direction, or you won't have a clearly marked out direction that you're heading. Now, this doesn't mean to say that you need to have everything mapped out perfectly, but let's just call them some intermediate road markers along the way that you can point your compass towards this direction and say, these actions that I'm taking this day, this week, this year, these are all related to my general direction. I know where I'm going because of the goals and the vision that I've set for myself and my life. And without the vision, without the goals, without knowing where you're going, it'll be easy to just drift around in life, not really achieving anything. And you know, I'm sure some of my friends and family will say that I'm overly critical on myself here, but whilst I've achieved some great things in my life, I've had some amazing experiences of travel, and I've done lots of amazing things. I feel almost like I was drifting around in my life, not really achieving anything of greatness. Now, I am a recovering perfectionist, so I say that lightly, but the point is that without a goal, without goals and without a clear direction or vision, it will be easy to just drift around. Okay, so there's an overall a bit of background into this goal setting and these areas. What I wanted to do is to jump in today and to look at the area of financial goals. So, as I said before, this is about money, about savings, mortgage. What do you want to earn? What do you want to have in a retirement fund, a yearly travel fund? How much do you want to be able to spend on your family, on your friends? These kind of things. So, if we look at the financial goal area, think about what you want specifically and by when. And this is applicable for any goal. And if you do any research into goal setting strategies, that it's really important to be specific, because if you just set a goal to say, and if we look at this in the financial area, if you set a goal to say, I want to be rich, that's not really a goal. If you say, I want to have $100,000 in 3 years' time, or I want to have $1 million in 5 years' time, or 10 million, or 100 million, whatever it is that you have, if you set some specific goal and give it a timeline, it becomes much easier to achieve, because you'll be able to envision that end result and also break it down much easier, reverse engineer the action steps that it's going to take to get there. So when it comes to financial goals, think specifically about what you want and by when. So this might mean, as I said before, I want to earn, you know, $10,000 per month. I want to make the last repayment on my house mortgage. I want to start saving $1,000 a month and give it a date. So I want to earn X amount per month by the end of the year, or I want to make the last repayment by the middle of 2019, or I want to start saving $1,000 a month in 2 months' time. And then think about why you want it. So this might be that, you know, you want to earn a certain amount because you want your partner or your husband or your wife can stay home and look after the kids, or so you can be, you know, you might want to make the last repayment on the house so that you can be free from the slavery of being, you know, in debt to the bank. Or you want to start saving a certain amount so you can afford a great holiday, one that you've always wanted to take. So you need to be specific and then write them down and review them regularly. Okay, so write them down on a piece of paper, on your computer. I have a combination of, I use some little note cards, but I also have a goals folder in my note-taking app that I use on my, that's synced to both my phone and my computer, so I can review them either at home or on the go. So write them down and review them regularly. Now, some people will say reviewing your goals every day, every week, every month. It's probably not critical what the timing is, just to say review them regularly so they're in your mind, so that you're constantly thinking about them, so that your actions can be determined by the direction of your goal. Now, it's important to put down some big goals, because if you just set easily achievable goals, you won't really stretch yourself. And remember that the aim of goal setting and of goal getting, it's not so much the end result, but it's who you become in the process. So it was the great Jim Rohn who said to set a goal of becoming a millionaire, not because of what you will get out of it, but because of who you will become in the process. The things you'll have to do, the people you'll have to meet, the deals you'll have to make, the work you'll have to do, these kind of things are very, very important. So set some big goals. They're going to be scary and you will feel overwhelmed or even paralyzed by anxiety. But remember that greatness is just on the other side of fear. And I've done at least one other podcast on fear, and that it's always important to remember that action cures fear and creates powerful momentum. And we all suffer from fear, from inaction, because we feel a bit paralyzed by the uncertainty of not knowing if we can actually achieve what we want to achieve. But it's important to set those big goals. You know, someone said once, I think, if you set a goal to reach for the stars, but you don't make it, you might land on the moon. And it's so appropriate. You know, you might set a big goal to, well, let's look at this in this financial area. You might set a goal to make $5 million in the next 10 years. And if in 10 years time, you've only made three, then if you look back and thought, hey, I was going to set a goal to make $3 million in 10 years, then you probably would have been very, very happy to achieve that. So now I don't want to sound like I'm focused specifically on financial. I'm just using this as the first area to set your goals. But it's important to understand, and this is something that I have been contemplating quite a lot over the last 6 to 12 months, is that whatever ideas you have about money, whatever preconceived ideas you have about money or people with money, it's important to understand that having money allows you to do certain things to live a more fulfilling and satisfied and prosperous life in other areas. So it's not a bad thing to set financial goals and to set specific goals relating to money and how much you want to earn, because the benefits that will come from that, if you earn a certain amount of money, you will be able to buy the things you want to have, go to the places you want to go to, and support the people that you want to support. Okay, so think about your financial goals. What do you want? Make them specific and work out when you want them and why do you want to have them. So maybe you want to make $1 million because you want to be able to give $10,000 to charity because of how it will make you feel, or because you want to donate your time and then you won't have to worry about working while you're doing that. So think about those areas. Now, the other suggestion is to write these goals down as affirmations and visualize them. And this is something that some people might turn their noses up and call it, you know, hoo-hoo or something, but it's important to think about your goals and write them down as affirmations. So this includes, or this means writing things such as, I am feeling, you know, feeling satisfied having made $20,000 in March 2019, or whatever it is. Writing these down, having them as affirmations, and being able to visualize the end result. So, you know, you might visualize your paycheck being much bigger than it used to be. You might visualize your new house that you've moved into because you've been able to raise your level of income. Or it may simply be visualizing yourself walking around in a nice new suit or a nice new pair of shoes or a new car, or handing over a check for $5,000 to your favorite charity or whatever it is. Visualize those and start to look at these goals, visualize them, and create these affirmations and look through them daily, weekly, monthly, whatever it is. Carry them around with you if that's how you feel you'll get the most into your head and remind you of what your direction is and what your goals are. So remember, Freedom Engineers, that your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They only determine from where you will start. So it doesn't matter at what position you're starting from. You know, you can find countless stories of people who have started from very, very little, probably less than you have right now, who have got to, you know, amazing, have reached amazing places in their life, have become amazing successes in the areas of business and entrepreneurship and health and sports and charity and all areas of society. And there are people who have started from much less than where you are. So remember that your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They only determine from where you will start. Okay, but start now. Start looking at the financial areas of your life. Where would you like to be in 1 year, 3, 5, 10 years? Think about those things. Take some time, maybe sit down for 15 minutes, half an hour. Sit down and really think quietly and think, what do I want to have and why do I want it? Start writing them down, create some affirmations, and start visualizing these goals as part of your daily practice, your disciplined daily practice. And as I like to remind myself, I have this reminder up in my office, and discipline equals freedom. It's the little things that you can do every day that will help you to achieve the freedom down the track that you so desire. Okay, so next podcast, I'm going to dive into career, job, business, those types of goals that you might do around this area of your life. But until next time, I hope that this has been valuable. If you are looking to get some assistance in setting a vision for your life, in putting together some goals, in setting some habits and some actions that you can apply in your life, then reach out to me, Dave at the Freedom Engineer. Let's have a conversation, a quick chat, and I'm sure that I can help you to get started. And if you have any feedback, please reach out. Like I said, email me, or you can check me out on Twitter at Dave Belshaw. Instagram at Dave Belshaw, although I haven't been on there for quite some time because I've been in deep, deep undercover mode. But anyway, you'll find me if you search The Freedom Engineer. You can always go to the website, thefreedomengineer.com. Leave me some comments. And hey, if you are a listener of the podcast but you haven't yet given me a review or a rating on iTunes, I would so, so much appreciate that. It will help other people to find the show. And it will inspire me also to keep on podcasting and helping you guys out there to achieve more success in your life, to create more success and engineer more freedom. And until next time, I hope that that is what you are doing. I've been Dave Belshaw. I am the Freedom Engineer, and I'll talk to you again soon. See you later. Hey Freedom Engineers, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes or listen to back episodes at thefreedomengineer.com. And remember, freedom does not come automatically, it must be achieved. And it doesn't come in a single bound, it must be achieved each day. So until next time, keep working at it, focus on your plan, and enjoy each day.